It's the best way to start your day. The Big Show on 3BA.
With PT and now Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT, and welcome back. Hope everything's going well.
Thank you so much for the welcome back. And yes, I'm about 98% tip-top.
Wonderful.
It is. It certainly is. Great to be back in the chair. I wasn't so sure there at one stage, but here I am. And here we sit today talking, unfortunately, about Craig McLachlan again. He's been hit with a new allegation of sexual misconduct, Jaden.
He has, yes. This is a historic allegation, so it's not linked in any way to those allegations that were made around the Rocky Horror Show, which, of course, we know led to those charges of assault which Craig faced and was acquitted on. This particular allegation, it's from 31 years ago, and it's been made by a former British TV star who initially contacted two media outlets, one in the UK and one here in Australia, to tell her story back in 2018. But she didn't go through with that because she felt uncomfortable being named, but now has gone public with those claims in a story that was published by the ABC claiming that Craig inappropriately touched her. Her name is Jeanne Downes. Inappropriately touched her allegedly while they were on the air during an episode of her show back in 1990. And she said that Craig's Channel 7 interview that went to air a couple of weeks ago was really the catalyst for her to come and speak out and what prompted her to come forward. Craig, of course, has denied this, and his lawyer has said in no uncertain terms that this story yesterday will be used as evidence in their upcoming defamation case against the ABC and in pursuit of aggravated damages against that outlet. So that's happening very soon. Not a great week, though, for Craig after his play was postponed due to issues with the border closure due to COVID and now this fresh allegation.
It's quickly becoming the never-ending story. Speaking of which, this one's been going on for a while. And, Jaden, what's your take on Britney Spears' court appearance yesterday and her fight to end her 13-year conservatorship with Dad Jamie?
Yeah, well, it's very sad. She certainly laid everything on the table. I think that was probably her intention. She seemed to be doing okay. She appeared in control of her life and her faculties and whatnot. And she spoke for about 24 minutes yesterday, basically telling the judge what we all expected, that she wants that conservatorship with her father to end, and aired an assortment of allegations, everything from claims that she was forcibly medicated, forced into psychovals, forced to tour to go to rehab. But I think the big one that certainly I found most disturbing was the claim that she was forced to have a contraceptive device inserted to stop her from having children. That's obviously something that will need to be proved or disproved, and if true, simply shocking. But she portrayed it as an abusive arrangement and made it clear that she sort of wants that to end, and that's what this particular court hearing is all about. It's essentially her trying to prove that despite any issues that she has, which I don't think she really has many, she's not like a raging lunatic or anything, but trying to prove that any issues she has in control and that she's capable of making her own decisions, really.
Yeah, I think it's, taking the apron strings a little bit too far. But anyway, we'll watch that story as it unfolds and develops. Magic Mike Live set to open in Melbourne next week, Jaden Forster.
Yes, Magic Mike Live. It was supposed to happen last year, but was cancelled and put off due to obvious reasons. But it is happening next week. It's done in the round in a big Spiegel tent. So obviously with the arrangements that were in place last year, it just simply couldn't happen. But now it is going ahead with a comprehensive COVID plan and following the easing of restrictions in Melbourne. It was created by Channing Tatum, obviously star of the Magic Mike movies. And it will open at Boorong Ma on Tuesday. Not really my cup of tea, but tickets are selling pretty quickly, and they have a media day happening on Wednesday, so I can pretty much guarantee that you'll see a taster of it on the 6 o'clock news on Wednesday night.
Well, while everyone else is going to see Magic Mike, you and I can go and see Harry Potter or something.
Oh, well, I've actually never seen or read any of the Harry Potter books or movies, so
I
might have to catch up before I go and see the play, perhaps.
Jaden Forster with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Great to be talking to you again, my friend, and we'll chat again next Friday.
Catch you then.